We interrupt the start of the show with a new start of the show because there's breaking news.
I'd like to talk a little bit about GPT-4 because it just dropped earlier this week and it's causing quite a stir. This one's a little different. This one, I think, has potential to be a huge update in what we're doing and how we're using AI. After some initial testing, I'm pretty impressed with what's going on. You can go and look at their marketing and their press release and their video they put on about it that kind of shows the differences between what the existing ChatGPT product is with GPT-3 and 3.5 versus what we've got with GPT-4 now. Essentially, it's a much larger language model and it's everything's bigger, everything's better, basically all it is. But what I did was I gave it some simple prompts. Provide me with a blog post about the importance of the band Thin Lizzy to rock and roll music. And it did. But everything's a little richer. Everything's a little more accurate than the previous version. I was able to quickly fact check because I have a pretty good knowledge of Thin Lizzy and everything's pretty right on. The titles, I asked for 5 alternate titles. It gave me some really good ones. I then went into detail on some of the topics that I covered here in today's podcast, asked it some questions. For example, how did Phil Lynott make use of Irish history and folklore in his songwriting? Yesterday, I asked the same question to ChatGPT, and it gave me an answer that was all right. Today, it gave me a dissertation with 5 examples on how Thin Lizzy used Irish history and folklore in their songwriting and how they used it to create a unique identity. Well thought out, I guess thought, I don't know, well generated examples that are right on from what I can see just scanning through them. The answer it gave me yesterday when I checked through that had some of those hallucinations in it where it dreamed up a couple of things that I could not corroborate. Any way I tried, I could not corroborate them. Today, I got 4 paragraphs of really good information that are all accurate from what I can tell. So GPT-4 is better from that standpoint. I'm using some of the GPT-4 content here, not word for word, but using it because it gave me some great ideas on how content creators and writers can apply lessons from Phil Lynott's unique style and approach to songwriting and performance to the content that they create. GPT-4 is going to be pretty cool and it's going to change some things in some unique ways. And I don't even know what they are yet. We'll hear more as other people test the system and as I continue to test the system and as it moves into new technology products, we'll see the ways that GPT-4 is changing the game. But at first glance, let me say that it's heck of a lot better. This stuff is getting better and better all the time, and it further underscores what we've talked about over the last few weeks.
Now back to our regularly scheduled programming. What are we talking about on the show today?
Well, today we're talking about the greatest Irish rock and roll band of all time and the way they infused interesting sounds and compelling stories into their music to engage and incite their fans, and what lessons we might take from them as content creators in business.
So, U2?
No, and I suspect if you asked U2 who the greatest rock and roll band from Ireland was, they'd agree with me.
Oh, the Boomtown Rats.
Well, it's true that I don't like Mondays, but no, that's not who I had in mind.
Oh yeah, I know now.
Right?
The Cranberries.
Oh well, no, they're great. Rest in peace, Dolores. But that's not who I was thinking of either. I'm, of course, talking about not only the greatest rock and roll band to come from Ireland, but one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, in my opinion anyway. Thin Lizzy.
Guess who just got back today? Them wild-eyed boys that had been away.
Oh yeah, I like them.
Thin Lizzy's band leader, Phil Lynott, was one of the most talented and charismatic frontmen in rock history and influenced countless musicians.
How's that tie back to content marketing?
Well, why don't we start the show and find out?
Welcome to Content Robots and Rock and Roll, your soundtrack to better content marketing. Now, here's your host, Mark Donner.
Thin Lizzy was an Irish rock band formed in Dublin in 1969. The band was known for their distinctive twin guitar sound led by the charismatic frontman and primary songwriter of the band, Phil Lynott. They gained international success in the 1970s with hits like Whiskey in the Jar, an old Irish folk tune, Rocked Up.
Did you just say Rocked Up?
I just said Rocked Up.
Oh.
I don't like that.
No, never ever say that again.
A rock and roll version of the Irish folk tune, Whiskey in the Jar. How about that? The boys are back in town in Jailbreak. The band underwent several lineup changes throughout their career, with Lynott being the only constant member until his death in 1986. Thin Lizzy's music incorporated elements of hard rock, blues, and traditional Irish folk music, which contributed to their unique and compelling sound. Despite their success, though, Thin Lizzy faced challenges due to Lynott's struggles with drug addiction, and the band eventually disbanded in 1984. Their influence on music, though, has been very significant, particularly in hard rock and metal, and they're considered to be one of the most important bands of that genre. My thesis for today is this: Phil Lynott, through Thin Lizzy, created engaging, impactful, and exciting music. But content creators like you and me can learn from Phil Lynott's approach to songwriting and performance by striving to be authentic, by using storytelling, embracing creativity, and building impactful audience connections that can help us create engaging and memorable content experiences for our audience. So let's dig into the Thin Lizzy musical experience right now and explore why their music was so great. Super Space Robot, can you help me with this? Let's start with Phil Lynott, the storyteller. Can you analyze the songs of Thin Lizzy and tell me why Lynott's songs were so memorable?
Sure. Thin Lizzy's frontman, Phil Lynott, was a talented lyricist and storyteller. His lyrics often told vivid and compelling stories that captured the imaginations of fans. For example, the band's hit song, Jailbreak, tells the story of a prison escape, while The Boys Are Back in Town paints a picture of a rowdy group of friends returning to their hometown. These stories resonated with fans and gave the band a sense of authenticity and relatability. Fans felt that they could connect with the experiences and emotions depicted in the songs, which made them even more invested in the music. Thin Lizzy's charismatic frontman was known for incorporating Irish history and folklore into his songwriting. This distinctive approach set the band apart from their contemporaries and allowed them to carve out a unique niche in the rock and roll landscape. Some examples of Irish history and folklore in Thin Lizzy's music include Emerald, 1976. This song from the Jailbreak album tells a story of ancient battles in Ireland. The lyrics reference Celtic warriors and paint a vivid picture of Irish history with powerful imagery and passionate storytelling. Róisín Dubh, Black Rose, 1979. The title track of Thin Lizzy's Black Rose, a rock legend album, Róisín Dubh, is a tribute to Ireland itself. The song weaves together various elements of Irish history, folklore, and mythology, including references to Irish heroes such as a legendary warrior from Celtic mythology and the 16th-century pirate queen, Grace O'Malley. Whiskey in the Jar, 1972. Thin Lizzy's rendition of this traditional Irish folk song brought new life to the classic tale of love, betrayal, and rebellion. By incorporating Irish history and folklore into his songwriting, Phil Lynott created a unique identity for Thin Lizzy and showcased the rich cultural heritage of Ireland in the context of rock and roll music. This fusion of tradition and contemporary sound resonated with audiences and contributed to the band's lasting appeal and legacy.
That's pretty good. I know there were other influences on Lynott's storytelling, though. I think racism is probably one of the most important ones.
That's right. Phil Lynott, born to an Irish mother and Afro-Guyanese father, experienced racism and marginalization growing up in Ireland during the 1950s and 1960s. While these experiences may not have been overtly expressed in Thin Lizzy's music, they likely had a profound impact on Lynott's personal and artistic development. This sense of being an outsider might have fueled his desire to succeed and break through barriers in the music industry. Lynott's distinct appearance and heritage made him stand out, but his charisma, talent, and perseverance helped him rise above the challenges he faced. Thin Lizzy's music often deals with themes of rebellion, resilience, and camaraderie, which could be interpreted as a reflection of Lynott's experiences with racism and marginalization.
And, you know, it wasn't just the lyrics that spoke to people. The music of Thin Lizzy is what really made me a fan.
Thin Lizzy's sound was a powerful combination of distinctive and innovative elements that set them apart from other bands of their era. Thin Lizzy was known for their use of twin guitar harmonies, with guitarists Scott Gorham and Brian Robertson trading riffs and solos throughout their songs. Later, other guitarists like Gary Moore, Snowy White, and John Sykes would be added to the mix. The approach created a rich, layered sound that was unlike anything else in rock music at the time. Phil Lynott's distinctive soulful and percussive vocals added a great deal of depth to the band's music and became a differentiating element of Thin Lizzy's sound. Thin Lizzy's music incorporated elements of traditional Irish folk music, as well as blues, jazz, and other genres. This fusion of different styles and influences created a sound that was both familiar and innovative. Thin Lizzy's rhythm section, consisting of drummer Brian Downey and bassist Phil Lynott, was known for its tight, dynamic sound. Downey's powerful drumming and Lynott's intricate bass lines added depth and energy to the band's music, creating a driving force that propelled their songs forward.
That's really interesting. You know, it's truly the combination of Lynott's authentic storytelling and the musical prowess and sound of the band delivering those stories that made Thin Lizzy great. And I think that is the key lesson we can take in terms of content creation. It may not be enough to simply tell a great story. You've also got to have a great medium for communicating that story. For Phil Lynott, that medium was his musicianship, his performance, his style, his stage presence, and of course, the other members of Thin Lizzy. Even though he was such an icon and such a legend, couldn't do it alone. And it didn't happen all at once. To prepare for this episode, I watched the documentary about Phil called Outlaw. You can find it on YouTube. It's a kind of a poor quality version, but it's a really good documentary. I recommend it. And it described how some of the early Lizzy shows were pretty lackluster. At one point, headlining act Slade was about ready to kick Thin Lizzy off of their tour because they were kind of boring. And that really concerned Phil. He was so concerned about getting the music right that his stage presence just fell short. He was not the charismatic band leader that we all knew him as at that point. But over time, he worked on that until he became that frontman, that leader, that guy that stood up there and played the bass and sang and exuded charisma. Another example, though, if you listen to the early Lizzy albums, they kind of lack the musical traits that the band would eventually become known for. Now, they've got some of it there, and there's definitely a line that can be drawn, but it really wasn't until the addition of guitarist Brian Robertson and Scott Gorham that their signature twin guitar sound began to form. So with all that in mind, Phil Lynott's unique approach to songwriting and performance can really serve as an inspiration for all of us that write or create content in the business world, on the internet, whatever we do. Here are some of those key lessons. First one is blend influences and create something new. So Lynott masterfully combined Irish history, folklore, and rock and roll, resulting in a unique sound that set Thin Lizzy apart. I think content creators can take inspiration from this by blending various influences, perspectives, and styles to make original and engaging content. I'm not saying that the content that I create is that original, but this is one of the key things that I try and do with Content Robots and Rock and Roll, and with my entire Rock and Roll Reclaimed brand, is bring in influences from wherever I can and try and be creative. And that leads us to the second thing, which is embracing authenticity. Lynott had a great deal of pride in his heritage, and his experiences made music that was relatable and genuine. We talked about that earlier. Content creators like us should embrace their own background, their own values, their own experiences to create authentic content that resonates with their audience. We talk a lot about ChatGPT and other generative AI tools. This is a key driver in how we set ourselves apart from the robots. Here's another one. Tell compelling stories. Lynott was known for his vivid storytelling, which brought songs to life and captivated listeners. Writers and content creators should focus on strong storytelling, using narratives that evoke emotions, spark curiosity, and keep audiences engaged. So many Thin Lizzy songs tell these incredibly vivid stories, whether it's an old Irish folklore or mythology, or a song about some guys in a bar. Lynott paints a picture in the words that he uses in those songs. We can do that too. Leads us into the next one. Create a memorable presence. Lynott had charisma and stage presence that made him a legendary performer. And we talked about how it didn't come all at once. He had to work on that and he had to get there. But we can benefit from developing a distinct and memorable persona or brand identity that stands out, leaves a lasting impression, makes people remember us. Foster a sense of camaraderie and community is the next one. Thin Lizzy's music often celebrated unity and solidarity. We can do that too. We can build a sense of community among our audience by creating content that speaks to shared experiences, interests, values, and by encouraging interaction and engagement, making it a two-way street. And then overcoming challenges. So Lynott, as we talked about, he faced racism and marginalization throughout his life. He continued to persevere and found success in the music. And there's a lot we can learn from the way Lynott took his difficult childhood, his difficult situations, and put that into the music. We can do that too. We should remain resilient in the face of challenge, using setbacks as opportunities for growth and learning. So what other lessons do you think we can learn from the music of Phil Lynott and Thin Lizzy, or from your favorite artist, whoever you think is the most authentic and most original and has the strongest voice? What lessons can you take from them? This is a good exercise, I think, as we look to make content that sets us apart from all the many robots, whether we use the robots or we're trying to create stuff that stands out from them. This is a good exercise to undertake. See what ideas that we talked about today that you can incorporate into your content. Your other mission is to listen to some Thin Lizzy. It's St. Patrick's Day, after all. Got to listen to some good old Irish rock and roll. And if you want to take in one of the great live Thin Lizzy experiences, I recommend the album Live and Dangerous from 1978. It is considered one of the greatest live albums of all time. It is indeed my favorite. And you can't go wrong with Lizzy studio albums Jailbreak and Bad Reputation. A lot of others. Black Rose is a really good one. Their last album, Thunder of Lightning, is good. But I'll put a couple of those albums in the show notes, as well as Live and Dangerous. And then you can also check out my playlist of some of my favorite Thin Lizzy tracks stretching across their entire catalog. It's a good one to put on as you're celebrating St. Patrick's Day, if you're listening to it at the time it comes out, that is. If not, pretend it's St. Patrick's Day anyway and listen to it. We've got links to it on Apple Music and Spotify in the show notes.
Hi, I'm your friendly neighborhood AI-generated announcer, Superspace Robot, telling you that if you have questions or comments about anything discussed today, send us an email at podcast@rockandrollreclaimed.com. You can also visit the website at rockandrollreclaimed.com for more information on any of today's topics and to subscribe to the newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player so you don't miss an episode. Thanks for listening. Tell me the legends of long ago, when the kings and queens would dance in the realm of the Black Rose. Play me the melodies I want to know, so I can teach my children. Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day.